Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Klal Mem Tes, and we're starting Simeon Yud Aleph. So Simeon Yud Aleph, he deals with the balance of brachas and tzricha, and making multiple brachas on multiple items. So we're going to do it a little bit out of order. So if you have multiple items that you're planning to eat, and each one is a separate bracha, but yeah, but you could really say one bracha on all of them. You could say a shahakal on all of them. You could say a brei pi adoma. One is a Rippi Adama, one is a Rippi Eitz, but Yehba, your Yertz, a Rippi Adama, both of them. So do we argue that it's better to just make one bracha on everything, or do we say that Chazal would prefer that we say a separate type, each type of bracha, and its own thing? There's a chshivas to that bracha, that Chazal want you to do that. He don't want you to be Yertz with one bracha for everything. So in regards to that, we say that we want you to say each one separately. Even though theoretically you could just say one bracha and we might cover everything, Chazal gave the separate brachas because there's a separate chashivas to each type of item, each type of bracha, and you should say the separate brachas. What about within one bracha category, and I have multiple different types of fruits or vegetables? Should I say a separate bracha on each fruit or vegetable, or should I say one bracha on one fruit and include all other fruits as well? So in that case, we say no, bracha shen tzricha. Well, we could argue that there's certain chashivas, each thing should get its own bracha, that we don't say. So if it's different brachas, we encourage you to say separate brachas and give the separate praise to Hashem for each type of thing that he made. If it's within one bracha category, saying multiple brachas on each different food, it's not considered a greater praise to Hashem, it's considered bracha shen tzricha, and that's the balance that we have. So the Chayyadim says the first point that we said second. He says the second point that we said first. So let's see it inside in the order of the Chayyadim. But again, the point is, once you find that multiple different brachas, we say each one separately because we're taking advantage of a chance to praise Hashem in different ways for different items. You don't think that that's true when you're talking about the two items in the same bracha category. Are you in front of Beis Minim? You had two items in front of you. Kegon Eges v'Tapuach. They're both eights. A nut and an apple. So both are eights. Shechol Baruch al Echad ul Hoitzi Gam Hasheni. The bracha that you say one will work for the other. Also the bracha kol Echad v'Echad. You're not allowed to say a bracha on each one separately. Shegon bracha shen tzricha. Because that creates a bracha which is not necessary. You're causing to have an extra bracha. It's not a bracha levatola. A person would have in mind just for the apple and not for the eggs. So the Chayyadim is going to say that works. You shouldn't do it, but it works. Well, if it works, so now it's not a bracha levatola, but it's a bracha which isn't necessary. So included in the the iser of bracha levatola is another concept called bracha shen tzricha. That saying multiple brachas when it's unnecessary is something which you should not do either. Matter of fact, the Gemara calls a bracha levatola a bracha shen tzricha. More use of the language for both. Now, the bracha levatola is clearly a more chumra issue. It's a more stringent issue because that's the shame over there. The whole thing is levatola. There's no need for it at all. Over here, it's not true what the person is saying at this point in time. It's true that Hashem is blessed, but Chazal tied these statements of brachas specifically to certain actions of eating, mitzvahs, etc. So if I get up in the middle of nowhere and say, you know, Hashem is wonderful because he makes priyates, I don't say it in a bracha context, I've done a mitzvah. I've praised Hashem for the wonderful things he makes in the world. But to use the nus of the Chazal set for the purpose of eating fruits, that's considered bracha when I'm not eating anything. Chazal said that's a bracha levatol. It's a bracha which was not used at all. So it wasn't used at all. Bracha shen tzricha means the bracha was used, but you could have done it in a way which would be no need to say that extra bracha. So that's also improper. Avalim heim beiz minim kegoin brei pi yoetz ubrei pi adoma. So it's two different types of things, two categories of brachas. O shahakol, alba gav de bid yebed im birach al kulam shahakol. or shabir chal priu eitz mir priu dama b'diavad yotze mikol mokum lechachila osir lasus kein al yivorach al kol echad be'echad b'tnei atzmai. Even though you could really say one bracha for both, so maybe it's a bracha shen etzricha. So that's not true. That it's not considered bracha shen etzricha. The Chazal want you to say that there's separate praise to Hashem for the different types of minim, and that's why Chazal made different brachas. Therefore, you should, you're not allowed to include it in one bracha. You have to say each item, give its own peshevot to Hashem. The Mora says that just like we have different nuskos that we say for different days of the year, because we want to give a praise to Hashem about the unique element of that day, I'll call Yom B'Yom Main Brichos, so you have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the unique elements of benefit and blessing that He's given us on that day. So it's true on the different types of brachas, a minyan, which Chazal were kaveya, that would be so as well. It gives us a little bit of insight into the idea. There's an opinion like more that you can even split up within categories. That not all Brit Pri Adam are the same. Some of them are the you eat the seeds of them. That's Berei Minei Zroyim. The zera, the seeds, and there's things which you eat the plant part of it, the leaves, etc. So Berei Minei Dishoyim. We need to give unique praise to Hashem for the things that we're receiving. So that's the appropriate thing to do. Okay, we'll stop here. As we need to finish up the rest of this, he has an interesting point. But meanwhile, have a good day.